Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Friday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, around the room, give me your favorite story you found this morning, Amy.
I saw this whole article about body doubling. And what that is, it's a strategy that may help people with ADHD stay focused and motivated while they're working. And as I read through the article, I was like, I've been practicing body doubling for years, but I didn't know that's what I was doing. And now it makes sense why I always just want someone near me when I'm trying to complete a task.
Oh, it's not being lonely.
No, it's not being lonely at all. And you don't, like, if you were my, they say oftentimes sympathetic family members or friends will participate to be a body double.
So what
double.
Do I do as a body double then?
You could just be there with me, next to me. Like, let's
as you say, work, I just sit beside you.
That sounds boring.
It doesn't even have to be just work.
What's it pay?
Say I have to hang a bunch of stuff up in my closet.
You want me to come over and watch you hang stuff?
I have to focus and hang them all up. Like, if you were just sitting in my closet with me, you don't even have to.
I'd rather hire a real body double to do the work.
Right. And you can watch them do the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be everything from work, school work, to closet work.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
I got the baby shower for the ages. This dude is having a baby shower because he got 5 chicks pregnant at the same time.
What? But not the exact same time. They just all were pregnant. And like
they're all due around the same time.
Dude, that's crazy.
And the baby shower says...
Is that a reveal? Like you put the balloons on a wall with darts and you had to hit each of them?
And it has pictures of him with all 5 women and it says, welcome little Zeddy Wills, 1 to 5.
Wait.
But do they all know of each other? Is this like an organized thing?
No, they didn't know. But they said we just have to accept the fact that he was getting around. And that we are all in this situation.
They
we're
going to. Glamour shot together, basically. He's sitting on a stool and they're surrounding him.
Wow. Okay.
How crazy.
Wow. Man who got 5 women pregnant at the same time hosts a joint baby shower for all the mothers to be.
He's going to need a body double.
I bet.
He is going to need a body for sure.
Wow. He must be. I mean, that. Potent.
And busy.
And just imagine if those 5 got pregnant, how many
what else is out there?
Oh, wow.
How many didn't?
Good point.
Or how many did that's out there, but how many didn't at the same time? Because it's not like that's only 5 people he's with.
Man.
Eddie, what you got?
So we were just talking about this, but a group of Japanese scientists just caught on camera plants communicating. Okay. So apparently there's this thermal camera that can kind of see the way plants are like their insides work. Well, when one plant noticed a toxin or an insect coming to them, they alerted all the other plants in the area, and it's all on camera, dude. It is crazy. So you're right. Trees, plants, they're all talking to each other.
That's cool.
I'm not associated with the story.
What do you mean?
Thank you.
They just
I like
proved it.
It's cool. I like it.
Why do you not want to be associated with it?
Too early in the morning. Huh? Yeah. I like to do my plant talk later.
Oh. Like quite afternoon?
Yeah, yeah, I'm like
okay,
quite
we'll
there,
save
yeah,
it for
yeah,
that
yeah.
bit.
My story from KDVR, a family in Colorado left a deep freezer on their front lawn for anybody to take. They're like, hey, this is ours. Put it out there by the curb. You can have it. Turned, they went. Somebody went and got it. It's like, I'll take it. Open it up. There's a human head in it.
Oh, no. My God. Oh, my God.
The freezer was supposedly from previous owners, and the police are investigating if it's a possible homicide.
Yeah.
Well, how do they ever look at it before they give it away?
Wow.
Mesa County Sheriff's deputies responded to reports of a suspicious incident on the road. New homeowners were cleaning out various leftover belongings. I still think you'd open it and look in it before you gave it out. Unless there's like money in there or a head.
But maybe there's a lot of meat.
Is there a lock?
If there's a lot of meat, you look and see if it's good.
Right. But if you have a lot of meat, you're just like, ah, it's just chicken.
No,
and
no.
Steak.
But if you're the one moving out, how do you forget the head?
I know. But if you're running it to hide the whole body and you're like, okay, we got it all out of here. And you're like, oh, God, the head.
That's the main, that's the big one.
Like, who cares about your couch? Who cares about anything?
My gosh.
The head.
We're going to need an update on
that's
that.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's our favorite news of the day. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Before my dad passed away 4 years ago, he gave a substantial amount of money to me. I don't know exactly how much it was, but he left his entire estate to my stepmom and their two adult children, and I'm pretty sure that's also worth a significant sum. Now my stepmom is asking me to give her some of the money that my dad gave me. I wasn't included in his will, so this is all I have from him. I'm pretty good with my finances, so I can afford to give her money, but I don't feel like I should have to. She lives a very extravagant lifestyle and could easily do with a lot less. Should I refuse to give her money, even if it might ruin our relationship? It's a weird dynamic. She ain't your mom anymore. Also, not even your stepmom anymore. Also, she got her own money.
And it's going to ruin your relationship because you won't give her money. That's obviously her decision.
And that's not a very valuable relationship to her if she's going to let it get ruined by that.
Yep. Right.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, I don't think I would give her money unless it was a situation where she really needed it. It sounds like she had it and she chose to spend it in a way that was reckless. So unless you want to be the rescuer, I guess you don't have to.
I would say the same thing. It's not on you. If you want to, that's great.
Right.
But you definitely do not have to. There should be no guilt. She ain't your mom. Also, she was left what she was left by your dad. The end. But also know if you have the money and she would like it and you don't give it to her, that the relationship probably is gone. But that's okay, it sounds like, because I don't think I'd want to be in that relationship.
Yeah, I feel like I'm picturing me coming to you asking to borrow money. Like, say you know that I went crazy and bought this, this, and this, or whatever, and then I'm in a little bit of trouble. And I'm like, Bobby, can you help me out? I need some money. And you tell me no, and I'm like, fine.
But I would help you.
I'm not going to be your friend. You shouldn't, though.
But I would, though, because you're my friend.
I know, but...
No, but I would, though, because you're my friend.
I hope I would understand if you didn't.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I get it.
Don't be guilty. Don't feel bad. You do not owe her a lick. If you're not close to her, I wouldn't give her a lick. If you are close to her, that is you need to get into the nuance of the little things that are going to be gone from your life if you don't. But I wouldn't. I don't like the precedent that sets.
And gosh, that's probably, I know that you did get some money from your dad in another way, but to be left out of the will completely.
Yeah.
But maybe that was purposeful. Ooh. Like if your dad leaves you the money, maybe there's some, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, why didn't he leave everything to him?
Well, no, I mean, I get him wanting to leave it to the
stepmom.
Oh,
yeah, the stepkids? Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. All right, thank you guys. To the emailer, you're good. You do not have to do a dang thing and do not feel guilty about it. Now, if she needed surgery or something, I would say please reconsider. But it sounds like she just needs another Prada bag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, we got this voicemail for Fun Fact Friday.
Hey, Bobby, I have a Fun Fact Friday for you. So everyone knows Woody's voice is Tom Hanks. But did you know that Disney uses Tom's brother Jim for virtually all of Woody's non-movie roles, games, toys, ads? Everything that's not the movie is actually Jim, his brother, not Tom. So many of you probably hear Jim's voice more than Tom Hanks. That's a fun fact for you.
How lucky that Jim kind of sounds like Tom, because not all brothers sound alike.
Right.
Is that real?
It is real. Yeah.
He has a real brother?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jim.
No idea. And how lucky he has such a famous brother that Jim just rides his coattails.
Would you rather be the famous one or the coattail rider?
Oh, famous. out in the public eye.
But would you be jealous if your brother was super famous and you were coattail riding? Would you be jealous?
Does it have to be called coattail riding?
Well, that's what he called it. I'm just saying if he'd...
100%.
Kind of is,
you said Jim is lucky.
Yes.
And you said how lucky to be Jim, but would you want to be Jim?
I would take it, but I'd be disappointed. I mean, I'd like that money.
But Jim's got the best. He doesn't have to do all the work. He just does whatever Tom did.
Like he works really hard.
Oh, I don't know if he works hard, but that's pretty cool.
Being the voice to all those different things.
Ah, come on, you just read stuff.
You just fall into that.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! I'll start and I'll close. Jell-O created 4 flavors to use in salads in the 60s. So think of Jell-O, but instead of like the fun fruity flavors, celery, mixed vegetables, Italian salad, and seasoned tomato.
Ooh.
But nobody wanted to eat that kind of Jell-O, so they discontinued that.
That's gross.
Good idea.
Amy?
Discontinue. Rats will laugh out loud if you tickle them. Like humans.
I'm not tickling a rat.
Okay, they have their ticklish spots that can bring out their high-pitched laughter, but it is so high-pitched, we're not able to hear it.
But do they stick their tongue out and like open their mouth? Like,
we're going to stop.
So how do we know they're laughing?
Well, because they're, maybe like Eddie said, their mouth is open and their legs.
And they slap your hand like.
There was a story, this is not mine, but the Beatles, when they recorded songs, especially in A Day in the Life, they used a high-pitched tone that only cats and dogs could hear.
Boom.
You couldn't hear it right there.
I've tried this, though. I've tried this and...
Did your rat laugh?
No, the dog didn't do anything.
Okay, but I play my dog lots of songs, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, but apparently this one, the dogs can really hear it. Okay.
Yeah.
But because you hear something doesn't mean you react.
What do you mean? If someone says, Eddie, I turn around and be like, what?
But they're not calling the dog's name.
Practical anyway. Joke?
No, they put this in. It doesn't matter. Lunchbox, go with yours.
Yeah, the smell of books makes a lot of people need to poop. It's called the Mariko Aoki phenomenon, and it is the urge to defecate when visiting a bookstore.
I wonder what the tree smell, the paper, takes us back to nature.
I don't
makes us think we got to go back to the bathroom.
Oddly, I've heard this before, and I don't know why.
Eddie?
They paint the Eiffel Tower every 7 years, and it's 60 tons of paint that they use. And here's the rule. They can't use rollers or spray. They have to just use paintbrushes.
Wow.
So a bunch of people are doing that.
I saw it for the first time finally last year. Not as big as I thought.
What do you mean? It's not big?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've seen the one in Vegas. Compared to that, how big is it?
Just a little bigger.
A little bigger?
I don't even know, but I just thought it would be like a monster. It's big, but you just hear your whole life and you never think you're going to go see it. Then you see it and you're like, wow, look at that. That's big.
I feel like that whole trip, because you saw the Mona Lisa and I think you saw like Starry Night by Van Gogh. Everything was like, it wasn't as big as I thought.
Well, we just have our whole life being told about it.
So yeah, like the White House. Not that big.
Not that big.
It's not that big.
And not that white. It's more like a eggshell.
Off-white.
Yeah. Morgan?
We all know there's like Michelin star restaurants. Those Michelin stars are actually given out by the Michelin tire company, like the Marshmallow Man. The whole reason is because in the 1900s, they released a ranking of restaurants to encourage people to drive more.
No idea. I thought it was a different, like, fancier Michelin.
Same. Nope, it is the Michelin tire in the whole
reason. So, like, old Chuck that works down over in the
the tire shop? Yeah.
3 Michelins.
Yep, that's who's giving the stars, all because they wanted us to drive more, hence them get more tire business.
I did not know that.
Wow. And he's not a Marshmallow Man. He's a tire guy, right?
Yeah, but he looks like the Marshmallow Man.
Well, they call him
the Michelin Man.
Marshmallow Man, don't they?
No, different. That's Ghostbusters.
Oh.
He's the Michelin Man.
Those are two
man.
Different people?
Yeah.
I always thought of the same person.
Same.
Oh, that is the different. Yeah, uh-huh. I see the Michelin Man in my head. He's got like rings on him.
Tires.
He still looks like a marshmallow.
Yeah, okay. In the Canadian Football League's championship game, they give out an MVP award, and they also give out a second place award called Most Valuable Canadian for the best player in the game who's actually from Canada.
Oh. Good for them.
That's it. That is Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Jay Rand is a retired San Francisco police sergeant, and he's a huge football fan. He loves the NFL. And this weekend, he went to the Chiefs-Dolphins game at Arrowhead Stadium. And the reason that's so cool is because that was the 32nd NFL stadium that he's visited.
Oh, he hit them all.
His goal was to go to every single stadium, and he did it. It took him years. He said it was very, very expensive.
About to say, does he have a bunch of money?
But he's so happy about
that's it. That's super cool. I look at the state map sometimes and see all the states that I've been to. I've been to almost all of them.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Alaska or Maine. No, I went to Maine.
Yeah, you did.
You did go to Maine.
I sure did, and New Hampshire.
Alaska's tough because it's like separated.
Yeah,
I know.
It's out there. Takes a little while. Can't drive.
And I have been to Rhode Island, which that's the smallest one. I think it's Alaska, maybe. Is it the only state I haven't been to?
You've been to Delaware? You've been to Delaware? Yeah.
I went there with you. We did a show there.
Hmm.
So I think I'm like this guy. Just not as cool.
So close.
That's a cool story. Good for him. That's got to be super cool. I like to see a spreadsheet or his PowerPoint like Morgan did all the guys she dated.
Yeah.
Like of all the stadiums.
We should all go to Alaska.
And their food.
Why are we going to go together?
Why would we go?
We spent a lot.
To check Bobby's final state.
I'm good with that, yes.
He could go.
He can go by himself or with his wife.
I'll let you know if you want to like follow us, you can. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. In our studio now is Abby, who answers our phone. She also produces a bunch of segments here on the show. Abby, can you tell me what happened?
Okay, so the other day I did something that I usually don't do. But I was like, I can't walk in the store and not do something about this.
So where are you?
So I was at Kroger getting groceries, and I was walking in, and there was this dog like tied up. We had, 7 inches of snow, right?
Yeah.
So this dog was tied up on the bike rack on a leash, and it was standing in the freezing ice. Like on top of it. It had nowhere to go but be on the freezing ice.
So it was the dog was in the snow.
Right. Yes. Like all paws in the snow. And it kept like picking its feet up. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so cold. Like I feel so bad. So I kind of stood out there for a while and no one came out. And I was like, oh my gosh.
How long did you stay out there with the dog, you think?
Oh, it was like 10 minutes. So I kept kind of going in and out.
And did the dog look miserable?
Yes. Oh yeah. But I tried to like call her over and be like, are you okay? And she was scared of me.
Did she know English?
Probably not.
Okay, go ahead.
Good question.
Obviously, because she was scared. And so I like walked around. I was like, do I go to every person and be like, is your dog out there? But I was like, I'm not going to do that. So I went.
What would you guys have done at this point?
Gone in and gone shopping and left the dog there.
What?
Dog in
you
snow.
Just left it?
Yeah, it's right in front, right by the door, yeah. I'm assuming, right?
But
yeah,
it was outside of the door.
But she's concerned because the dog's standing in the snow.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like clearly uncomfortable.
I mean, we stand in the snow for 10 minutes.
We have shoes.
They have paws.
Okay. Just see. Lunchbox, what would you have done?
I probably would have gone shopping if it was still there when I got back.
Yeah.
Then raised the red flag. But besides that, you think, oh, they're in and out.
But she waited 10 minutes. They didn't come out.
10 minutes isn't that long.
Okay. Abby, go ahead.
Okay. So I went to an employee and I was like, hey, can you like announce it on the overhead speaker in here and just be like, hey, someone check on their dog. And she was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then I'll get a cardboard box and take it and put it under his feet. And I was like, okay. And so I waited around and I heard it on the overhead speaker. And
what'd they say? Do an impression.
It was kind of like, attention shoppers. If that is your dog outside, can you please go check on it or something? It was really faint, but I could still hear it. And so I was like by the front door and I saw this lady with her cart full and she ran out. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is her. And I was like really mad at this point. maybe a little more mad than... No, I'm justifying myself.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. And so she went out there and, like, just pet the dog and then started to come back in and go shopping more. And I was like, is that your dog?
Did you step in?
I did.
Okay.
Wow.
You just talked to her.
Come on, Abby.
But at this point, is it on cardboard?
No, not yet. They were still getting the box. Like, okay. They were still in the process of this. And so she turned around. I was like right there. I was like, oh, shoot. And I was like, is that your dog? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, you're just going to leave it there?
Oh.
And
dang.
She's like, yeah, she's fine. I was like, she does not look fine. She's like picking her paws up right now. You cannot tell me that she looks fine. And she's like, she's a mountain dog. She's fine. And I was like, okay, you take your shoes off and go stand barefoot for 20 minutes.
And see,
that's true about like wolves and stuff, like they're in snow.
Yeah,
it was not a husky. It looked like a doodle, or you know, one of those.
It looked like mountain doodle.
Oh, mountain doodle.
Mountain doodle. The famous mountain doodle.
Maybe they do make Bernice mountain doodles.
So
I think that's yeah.
Did you think she was gonna punch you or anything?
She just kept saying she's fine. So it's like she didn't have any like valid things to come back with. And I was like, you go stand out there in your bare feet for 20 minutes.
You didn't say that, though.
Yes, I did.
Let's go.
Abby, like, that's not okay. That's not okay. I will defend things that don't have a choice.
So what did you do? She stands on business.
Did you release the dog?
I didn't release the dog.
No, that'd be worse. That'd be the worst thing for
you. Did you have the dog inside?
My car.
No, there's nothing really else I can do. The owner's there. I mean, that would be carried away if I went and grabbed the dog.
What did you do then?
I basically just said that, and she was like, she's fine. And we just kind of stood there, and I was like, okay, you're really going to do that. Okay.
And then you left?
Yeah, I just kind of walked away because it was causing a little bit of a scene.
I bet.
I mean, people were leaving and coming in. But there was a lady on my side that walked in with me and saw the whole thing. And then she talked to me later and was like, I agree. I would have done the same thing.
I applaud you for standing up for something you believe in.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to if can a dog stay in the snow that long.
I thought you can take a dog in the store now.
I don't know the answer to that store and this dog. I don't know.
See, that's what the employee said to me. She was like, oh, the owner probably just didn't know they could take it in. And I'm like, well, then why would you even bring it? You could have even left it in the car instead of like trapping it.
You'd have busted the window. I'm like, dog's in the car.
No, I would not.
I wouldn't
do that.
Just because you stood for something, I like it. And you stood for something and nobody got hurt. But had you not, maybe the dog would have got hurt. Maybe its paws would have gotten cold.
Yeah, they could get hypothermia. They could freeze.
Cold.
Somebody could have taken it. And if they
put the dog's feet on a
cardboard
box, I'm sure that's good. I'm sure that's good. Uh-huh. Dogs can generally play in the snow safely for around 30 minutes to an hour, depending on factors such as the dog's breed, age, and overall health. It's important to monitor your dog, which you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't her dog, though.
Of discomfort or distress, such as shivering, and able to provide them breaks to warm up. Was the dog shivering at all?
Yes. Okay. And there were no breaks on the paws. They had nowhere to go to like run and pick them up.
Yeah, because the dog was picking up the paws. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh. I took a picture, too. I was like, I will get picture proof of this. I was even going to post it.
Is this like not her chili kind of situation?
No, because there's a dog involved or another human.
Speaking up for someone that can't speak or
I'd rather be wrong to speak up for something than not say anything at all and it die or be sick.
Yeah.
Right.
So I applaud you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody got hurt.
Right. And I didn't cuss her out or anything.
Well, good for you.
Like,
that would have been a little though. Far.
And you told her to take her shoes off and like go stand outside.
Yeah.
You really said that?
I was kind of proud of that one. Yeah. I mean, I was just like, whoa, okay.
Pretty good. Well, thank you, Abby. We are proud of you.
Okay, good. I usually don't do that type of thing.
That's why we're proud of you because
I was like,
it wasn't your comfort zone. You were looking out for somebody else.
Yes.
Even if somebody calls, a vet calls and goes, no, it's fine. I still like it that Abby didn't quite know, but so she was going to stand up just in case.
Right.
The dog was safe. Good job,
Abby. 25 people walked in the store right past it.
That's
like you guys would have done.
This feels like employee of the month type stuff right here. I'm just saying.
That's a good one.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, voicemails from last night. Let's go.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm calling from Grand Forks, North Dakota, and it's a cold one here, -3. I listen to you every morning on my way to work. Just had to say good morning. I'll be listening.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
Wow.
That is cold. Here's Alex from D.C.
Morning, studio. I am turning 30 years old tomorrow, and I am a little nervous about it, and I was just wondering, what did you guys do for your 30th birthdays? My friends are trying to get me to like really celebrate, but I don't know. I just don't really feel like celebrating it. So just wondering what you guys did for it. Love the show.
No idea.
No clue.
I will never forget mine.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
So we lived in North Carolina because that's where Ben was stationed in the Air Force. And we were, he was really trying to do something special for my 30th birthday. And he got all my friends together at an art gallery downtown and put up an easel and a blank canvas. And The artist at the gallery had sketched me out, and my friends painted me in front of me. And I have the
painting.
Were
you naked?
No, it's just my face. It was like, yeah.
She's got an apple.
I mean, there was like, you know, snacks and champagne and like a cake. And
but you didn't like to have to be, sit there and make let people paint.
It was awkward. Yeah. I mean, he looking back thought,
it's
wow.
It's kind of a sweet thing to try. Mm. Definitely like, risky.
I get it. But he said he wanted to have a painting party, and it was the art gallery person was like, why don't we paint her and she could have a portrait y'all could hang up.
But you didn't any portrait.
It's still in my attic. It is like a Andy Warhol vibes, and my friends all signed the back, but it's just awkward to have all your friends there painting you.
Maybe you could have put a picture up and just sat with them, and they painted the
right
picture. But yeah, all right, here is Catherine in Amarillo, Texas.
How do you organize a space party? You plan it.
That's good. Yay. There
you go. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Anybody here trying to have a baby? Men?
Right now?
No.
Yeah.
Whoa. The second?
Well, you want kids?
Not at work.
Eventually.
Okay. Well, beware of heated seats, because according to a new study, heated seats in cars can mess with sperm production.
Oh. Give me a hot seat. I'll sit on it every day.
Oh, he doesn't want more
We're done.
Kids.
But then, does that mean that you won't be able to have a kid, or the kid may have complications?
Ooh.
Probably reduces your count, which is... You need all you get. Even though there's millions and millions and millions, you need them all.
I don't know.
Okay,
what if I only get like half a sperm?
Oh,
exactly.
Get half a kid?
Yep.
So men who are trying for a pregnancy, stay away from heated car seats, heated blankets, and tight pants.
And heaters in the house during winter. Just stay cold.
Like your laptop, like when you...
You're not supposed to put that on your junk,
right? That too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I do it.
There you go. Always. Yes.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to go over an article I found. It was for kids and parents. 7 signs your kid may be addicted to social media or their phone.
Okay. I'm not, but I love it, but I'm not addicted, but go ahead.
I'm going to do it on you. Hobbies take a back seat.
No. Not hobbies. My hobby is my phone, though.
Right.
So it wouldn't really be a back seat.
Fix the front seat.
Yeah. No, it's my hobby is a lot of stuff on my phone, but no, that's it.
Constant need for validation.
No, not on social media. It's the opposite. People just hate me over there.
Okay. Mood swings? Like, do you get anxious when you don't have it?
Only if I can't find it.
Withdrawal?
Or it's nowhere near me and I can't touch it.
Okay. Decline in physical activity.
No, I work out with it in my hand. Sometimes I read it while I'm running.
Neglecting responsibilities.
I'm pretty responsible.
Disrupted sleep patterns.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but I've been staying off my phone asleep and turning blue light off. I read a book on the iPad, but I even turn the blue light off the iPad. And I'm going to tell you something. It's harder to read with no blue light on. Yeah. Mm. You think you just turn the whatever the blue light is, and you'd be like, same thing. Just don't read blue light. It's harder to read. I have bad vision. But yeah. I've been doing okay with no phone like 30 minutes before bed.
Okay, that's
good.
I think
that one's a check, Amy.
No. Shut up.
Yeah, check.
I do wake up in the middle of the night, though. And if I wake up 4 or 5 times and just play a podcast.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, check.
Yeah.
The final one.
What do you mean? Have Bill Simmons come to my house?
The final one here is social withdrawal.
No, not withdrawal if you never get draw.
It says
I never draw, so I can't withdraw.
Okay, it makes people more and more uncomfortable with face-to-face communication. They prefer interacting over a screen.
Oh, no.
No, I prefer not being face-to-face. It doesn't mean a screen.
You prefer not being mouth-to-ear.
I don't like talking on the phone.
Right.
And you like FaceTime.
Exactly.
No, better than the phone. I'm only half addicted then, according to this. You guys are just looking for a target, and I'm it. And okay, I'm an easy target. But
you
I
took the test,
but
man.
I don't deserve that. All right, what else?
In all seriousness, yeah, we were going over that with Bobby, but parents, this is a good checklist to pay attention to for
don't make
kids.
Your kids feel like Amy made me feel, though.
No, go ahead. Me?
Yeah, no, you mostly. Go ahead.
Okay. Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. You know him?
He's been in town writing a bunch of songs for the last couple years.
Really?
Boom.
Uh-huh.
Says That's here cool. He's been working on his own country album for over a year. He says he already has about 60 songs, but he's aiming to record around 200 to have more to choose from.
That's a lot of songs.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of songs.
I like that guy.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's cool. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Gavin Tucker is a 13-year-old who lives in St. Clair, Michigan. And he woke up and it was snow day, no school. And him and his buddy were throwing snowballs at each other. And he's like, man, we should have a big snowball fight. Everybody in the community should come. So he got on Facebook and said, kids, spread the word. Roosevelt Elementary, 2:00, snowball fight. Let's go. and all the kids showed up. Big snowball fight.
Do you pick teams?
It doesn't say.
But he just organized it.
He just organized. He was like, I don't want kids to be stuck at home, and I want every kid to feel like they're invited. So he would just, boom, put it on Facebook and then said, hey, invite your friends, invite your friends, invite your friends.
Could you put, and I don't know that I've ever really been in a snowball fight. I've, like, thrown them at people. But do you ever put, like, stuff in it?
In the ball?
Like a rock?
Yeah, like.
No.
Not like mean, if you were mean. Is that like those eggs that you open? It's like, oh, look what I found in the egg.
Oh, maybe an egg.
Or even an egg. You might crack that one. But was that something mean kids did to put rocks in them?
Not that, I mean, growing up in Texas, we didn't have them, so I don't know.
Oh, that's true. You didn't have snow.
Yeah, I asked
Morgan.
Raymundo,
did you guys ever put rocks in snowballs?
No, I don't think I ever did.
Yeah, you just can't do the ice. I mean, people can feel when you got one of the more iced snowballs, so it's got to be a puff. It's got to be fresh powder.
But any rocks?
No, I mean, you can't do that.
Kill someone.
Yeah, that's so dumb, man.
Just asking. All right, thank you. All right, good story. Good job, kid. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.